Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Bon Jovi shot the number one on this day in 1988 with the lead single from the band's album New Jersey, Bad Medicine. The shooting of the video clip was groundbreaking. 250 fans were given handheld cameras and told to shoot the band in concert the way they saw them. John Bon Jovi.
We got a couple hundred video cameras and we're giving them to the first couple hundred kids that come tomorrow. We're letting 5,000 kids in and we're going to play for them. And then we're giving these cameras out and the kids are going to be able to film what they see, the way they see it. And that's going to be the video shot by the kids. So I don't have to pay these high video costs anymore.
Safety experts blasted Michael Jackson on this day in 2002 after dangling his baby from a third-floor hotel balcony. Michael Jackson was in Berlin for an award ceremony.
I could never harm a child or anyone. It's not in my heart. It's not who I am. And it's not what I'm I'm not even interested in.
And a furious letter from John Lennon to Paul McCartney and his wife Linda, written after the Beatles' breakup, sold for nearly $30,000 on this day in 2016. The letter is said to be in response to Linda's criticism of John not publicly announcing his departure from the band. Paul McCartney.
That's a long story, but there was a meeting where John came in and said, "Hey guys, I'm leaving the group." He'd found Yoko, and John loved strong women. John had met up with Yoko, and even though we thought, oh God, a bit intrusive, you know, she used to sit in on the recording sessions and we'd never had anything like that. But looking back on it, you think the guy was totally in love with her. You've just got to respect that.
That is Today Music for Thursday, the 19th of November at Mix 104.9.